Hello, good morning. My name is Glynis Bugna, and I'm here on behalf of YP Shea, who can't come here today. Okay, sulfur is a major nutrient in the biosphere following nitrogen and sulfur. It also plays an important role in many biogeochemical cycles of terrestrial and aquatic systems on a global scale. Other than sulfate, our understanding of the different forms of sulfur in soils is limited due to analytical limitations. Organic soil sulfur is still estimated by the difference between total sulfur and the sum of inorganic sulfur. Recently, solid-state NMR, XPS, and sulfur science has been applied for the determination of organic sulfur species in complex matrices of coal, soils, and humic substances. In our research, we use a multi-element scanning thermal analysis method, or MESTA, that may provide a simpler and lesser expensive tool for the study of organic S and reducing organic S in soils. So the objectives of the studies are, one, to explore the application of MESTA on organic and inorganic reduced sulfur in upland and wetland soils, and two, use MESTA of sulfur as a quick indication of soil submergence conditions. So what is MESTA? In MESTA, a sample is heated at a constant rate from 35 to 700 degrees under a given oxygen helium atmosphere. In our case, we use 33%. The produced volatiles are then oxidized in the main combustion column and then measured by the detectors. The result is the simultaneous quantitative carbon, nitrogen, and sulfur thermogram of a sample. Here are some samples of sample MESTA thermograms of reference compounds. The top graph shows some reference compounds which has either CS or COS bonds, for example, cysteine, cysteine, thiourea, or methionine sulfoxide. As you can see from the top graph, most of them have peaks below 400 degrees Celsius, indicating these are less thermally stable sulfur compounds. Now, the bottom graph shows some inorganic sulfides like pyrite, iron 2 sulfide, and silver sulfide. And you can see from the bottom graph that most of them have peaks above 400 degrees, indicating more thermally stable sulfur compounds. So, upland soils. So, examples of traditional sulfur analysis in upland soils include sulfate extraction by the calcium dihydrogen phosphate and measuring the sulfate in the filtrate, the measurement of the non-sulfate sulfur in the residue, and the measurement of the total sulfur in the original sample. From these samples, you can see that the sulfate sulfur in these samples comprise probably at the most 17% of the total sulfur, and the rest is non-sulfate sulfur. Now, with the MESTA analysis of upland soils, if you use, I've just mentioned that we use 33% inlet oxygen initially. So if you look at the black thermograms, it shows that for upland soils, it's predominantly composed of less thermally stable sulfur compounds. Also, we have cut it off at 650 degrees because we don't want cross-contamination with the sulfate. Now, people are wondering, if we use 33% oxygen, are we missing something? So to answer that question, we try to go to the opposite route and try to use 0% inlet oxygen. So if we use the 0% inlet oxygen actually and compare that with the 33%, we find that we're actually missing a lot if we use the 33%. We're probably missing 50% of what we're 50% of the sulfur. So basically we're losing, yeah, anyway. And also at the same time, we see that there's a change in the thermograms, the shape of the thermograms, and it's shown by this red dashed lines. At this moment, we don't know what it means. So if we compare the traditional and MESTA analysis in upland soils, we see that if we use the 33%, we only see 24% sulfur, percent of the total sulfur. If you use 0%, we only see 37% of the total sulfur. And of course, the sulfate sulfur using traditional method, we see at the most 17%. So even if we include the traditional and Mesta sulfur, we still missing a lot of sulfur in the analysis. At least we're missing 60% of the total sulfur if we use both Mesta and the sulfate. Now, using the 33%, we're trying to account for this missing sulfur that we're not measuring using the 33%. So from the samples using the 33% oxygen Mesta, we're getting 25%. And then with the rest, with the 75% that are missing that can be found on the residue, we were trying to extract the sulfate that's in there using sulfate extraction, the calcium dihydrogen phosphate. And basically what we found are there are basically three fractions in this missing fraction that are in the residue. One would be A, which is the original sulfate in the sample, and then you also have B. B is, we assume, is the original, it's organic sulfur that has been converted to sulfate after Mesta analysis. And the fraction C, which is the organic sulfur that was not converted into sulfate. And if you add all of them up together with whatever came out with the Mesta, it's, the recovery is almost 100%. Now, of course, if we use simple compounds, organic compounds like cysteine, then whether it's 33% or 0%, you have at least 87% recovery. And also with inorganic compounds, pyrite or elemental sulfur, you get at least more than 90% recovery, up to 99%. Now, here are some Mesta analysis of some wetland soils. In addition to the low temperature, less thermally stable sulfur compounds that are found, you also have this more thermally stable compounds in wetland soils. Furthermore, at the surface, you have a bigger fraction of the lesser thermally stable compounds, which decrease over depth. At the same time, the more stable, more thermally stable compounds are smallest at the surface and highest at depth. The presence of this more thermally stable organic or inorganic sulfur forms are a product of sulfate reduction of submerged soil conditions. Now, with a 0%, it's a little bit more iffy. We also see that with using 0%, it still shows higher sulfur content than you have in the 33%, but then you have this thing cut at the end. We still don't know what this is. Probably it's the next one. I'll be fast. I'll be done. So in short, we can use, at least for Mesta, we can use the 33% to differentiate between upland and wetland conditions. And this is just to show you that, you know, at least with the 33% inlet oxygen, we can differentiate between an upland and a wetland sample condition. So in conclusion, Mesta can quantify reduced inorganic sulfur, but Mesta can only quantify some forms of organic sulfur, leaving the rest in the residue. Upland soil organic sulfur is dominated by less thermally stable forms, especially under 33% oxygen atmosphere. In addition to the less thermally stable sulfur, wetland soil sulfur has more thermally stable forms of organic and sulfides. The more thermally stable sulfur is produced by sulfur deduction of submerged soil conditions, the sulfur thermogram of method therefore can indicate upland wetland conditions. Anoxic method detects more organic S than 33% oxygen mesa, but about 60% of the organic sulfur is still undetectable even under anoxic mesa. Further investigation is warranted. So, in conclusion, we would like to thank Janani Morse for helping us with our analysis and the U.S. Forest Service for funding this project to Whitefishing.